You hear the nephew. He's here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
I got it, Shirley. This right here is something that most people do not want to hear. They don't want to hear this at all. But a lot have heard it. A lot have heard it. Divorce papers. Yeah, let that marinate.
She's
divorce
got
papers.
Paper.
Yes, let's go. Let's go, cat dog. This is divorce papers. Yay, yay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I am trying to reach a Jones, please. My name is Attorney Guidry from the law firm. Is she available?
Yeah, this is she.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm actually trying to get some business rectified. Dealing with your divorce that took place, I guess, over the last 7 whole years. Am I correct?
Correct.
I got some file up with your paperwork here. Now, you guys had some property that you owned together, I believe, in Avondale. Am I correct?
Correct.
I'm looking at your paperwork here, Miss
Jones. I'm still a Jones.
Okay. Now, we're getting down to the property, and that seems to be where the problem lies. This is in Avondale. You guys had some property, and you sold it as you both went and split your ways.
Right.
Looking at the paperwork that I have here, it seems like it was filled out incorrectly. I don't know how 7 years has passed for this to come back and fall on my desk to be to get rectified. But whatever the dividends were that you guys took and shared, that you're now looking as if you're owing Mr. Jones an additional $18,000.
What? How is that?
I, ma'am, I don't know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I wanted to bring this information to you and see how we can get it rectified. I'm not looking for you to have that much money available at today, but I do know as an attorney for Mr. Jones, I must say that we're trying to get it taken care of as soon as possible.
Wait a minute. Let's back this up. How do I owe him
$18,000?
For what reason?
Well, the paperwork here, ma'am, seems to be...
Yeah, what the paperwork say?
It wasn't supposed to be 50% between you with you all. It should have been 75-25, and he being 75% of the property owed to him and 25%.
Oh, no. I don't know how. You know, Louisiana is a community practice, and how could he get 75% and I get 25%?
From my understanding, that he paid most of the bills when you guys were living together, and...
That don't have anything to do with that. No, he didn't pay most of the bills. I worked and contributed, too.
Right, and I understand that. But from what I have here on the paperwork, and I understand that you had some contribution to it, but it just seems like you did not contribute as much as he did. And
yes, indeed. I never heard no like this.
I do apologize, ma'am, but what I do need you to do is definitely not use that type of language while I'm on the phone, okay?
Well, look, I don't really have to talk to you because I know I don't owe no Jones no $18,000. And he didn't overpay me because it was community property. I had 2 children for him. I left with none. He had everything. And there's no way I'm going to pay him no $18,000.
Ma'am, I hate to get a little abrupt with you, but you are going to pay this $18,000. Now, that's going to happen. Now, if I have to garnish your check and do it, then that's the way it'll have to be done. But the money will be coming to Mr. Kirk Jones in the sum of $18,000. Call it back, Kat.
Yeah.
Look, don't you hang up on me again. Now, if I have to put a lien on your property or put a lien on your ass, which one do you want?
Look, and you don't talk to me like that.
I talk to you any way I want to.
What you talked about, because once I went to court, all that was over with.
You're going to pay $18,000. That's what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't want to have to come to your house, ma'am, to pick up this money, but I will.
I'm not working. I want to know how do I have to pay him $18,000.
See, you're not working. That's our problem from the start. That's why it wasn't 50-50. That's why it was 75-25, because you were not holding up your...
No, babe, I work all through the year. I've stayed with that man 26 years, and I worked.
Well, what is your butt doing now?
Nothing.
Well, there we go. That seems to be the root of our problem, isn't it?
No, it ain't the root of no problem, because I want to know how did Kirk could get 18%. And Louisiana is a community property. He had his lawyer there, and I had my lawyer. He agreed to it, and that was that. So I don't know how I owe him $18,000.
Ma'am, that's the way the problem was. Evidently, you didn't read the paperwork that you signed when you and Kirk separated 7 years ago. Now, if you didn't read your paperwork correctly, this is why it comes back to bite you in your butt.
Oh, no, it's not, because I had a lawyer, and he had his lawyer. We agree with everything, was back and forward, and we agree with everything. He signed a paper, and that was that.
Well, maybe you didn't have a lawyer that was worth it. who didn't read the bottom of the paperwork himself.
And I had a lawyer and thought I had a good lawyer.
That and I understand that, ma'am, and that happens a lot of time.
I can't believe that. And I had two children struggle with him, and we got what we got by both of us work, and this he going to come back and tell, and oh, no, I'm going to fight this.
When can we expect a payment starting to work on this $18,000?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to get a date or something where I can start getting $500 from you per month or something like that.
Yes, Cindy, $500 a month. I haven't worked. I was working. When you want to sit, I don't think I should have to tell you all this because I need to talk to me a lawyer because I'm not agreeing to anything because I don't think that it's not fair. I tell you, give me a deadline because I'm going to have to get me a lawyer.
Isn't it? I'm trying to keep my composure. As an attorney, ma'am.
How do you have the right? And I don't have no say-so over this.
Have you remarried?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You realize if I don't get the money, then I don't get paid.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to be down in your area probably on Wednesday. Do you think you and I can get together and probably talk about this? Because I want to help you as much as I can.
Yeah, because I don't think it's fair to me. Wednesday, I could be there.
Well, you think that maybe you and I can get together maybe and work something out?
Yeah, because I know I'm not, I cannot afford to pay Jones no $1,800. He done took the house from me for little or nothing. And
I tell you what, I'll do this. I won't tell Mr. Jones anything, but only on one condition. That's me and you being able to work this thing out behind closed doors.
What you mean work it out?
I mean work it out.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, maybe, you know, like...
I'm dumb.
Some relations or something.
Really? Why would you want a relationship with me?
Not relationship.
You don't even know me.
Not relationship, but just, you know, maybe kind of kick it.
Kick it what way? I'm dumb. I don't know. I don't know nothing about life.
I think you know a whole lot about life.
No, I don't. But why is you messing with me?
I just want to see if we can maybe get together. I'll throw all this paperwork out, and I'll let know it's not possible.
But if you
meet me Wednesday, I'll make this thing go away.
I don't believe this.
I'll tell you what else you ain't going to believe.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Janice.
You no good.
I got Janice on the phone. I got her grandbaby on the phone. You just got by the whole family.
Well, yeah, Jen, I'm gonna kick you.
Thank you so kindly. Appreciate you all taking a listen to Tommy's prank call on this wonderful Friday. Thank you too kind, far too kind. And I'll be back Monday with more. Yes, yes, I will. Valentine's weekend, the nephew is coming to town. It is Nyack, West Nyack, New York. The nephew is coming. Levity Live, baby. That's February 13, 14, and 15. Tickets are on sale right now. Stupid is on the way. And Stupid has found a way on how to do live prank phone calls in the comedy club the nephew was doing. Y'all better come see me. I got technology now, man. I'm cold with this thing. Come see me. Come see me. Watch me work. That's right. I can prank live. You give me the name, my boys call the number, and we gonna hear it all over the club. Come watch your boy work. Yes, Nephew Tommy, Levity Live, Valentine's weekend. Tickets on sale right now.
That's gonna be fun.
All right, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.